Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, this is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Thank you, Gregory, and your official chart update.
Hey.
How's you? Alright, Becca Lahr?
All good, thank you. Oh, that was loud.
You know, in this bit of the show, I just feel it's lacking something a little bit. The rest of the show, it's tip-top. I'm happy with it.
Well, we don't really do much in this bit, do you?
Exactly. I say, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
It's me until seven. But I've been listening to a lot of Zane Lowe recently. And the thing is, Zane, he just knows how to start a show properly. You know what I'm saying? So much energy. I listen in awe every night at 7 o'clock for the start of Zane's show. I'll give you an example.
Let's get you warmed up. Let's take you back to the beginning, from the root to the fruit. Nobody move, nobody gets hurt.
Right, see, I need to be a bit more like that when I start the show, I think.
A bit more root to the fruit.
Yeah. Zane's so cool that he can say these things without sounding ridiculous. Do you think that I'm going to be able to achieve that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, do you want me to have a bit more faith in you to start with?
Well, maybe try.
Okay, I think, give it a go. Why don't you try it?
Okay, let's go. Hello, let's get you warmed up. Let's take it back to the beginning, from the root to the fruit. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Oh, okay, maybe...
Maybe it's because of the music underneath. Maybe
okay.
You need to go into a song or, like, do it with a bit more...
Let's try another one.
What's up, everybody? Reach for the mobile phone if you wouldn't mind, man. We're in a great frame of mind and we're looking for people who feel the same way. And even if you're not, even if you've had a tough day and you want to just send us a text and tell us you're on board, it'll feel good to give something, and in return we will give you 2 hours of the best music on the best radio station, delivered in the best possible way that we possibly can, because we will not let you down. Good evening, Kings of Leon.
And now me. What's up, everybody? Reach for the mobile phone if you wouldn't mind, man. We're in a great frame of mind and we're looking for people who feel the same way. And even if you're not, even if you had a tough day or whatever, just send us a text and tell us that you're on board. It'll feel good to give something, and in return, we'll give you 2 hours of the best music on the best radio station, delivered in the best possible way that we possibly can, because we will not let you down. Good evening, Kings of Leon.
Woo! That was better.
Thank you.
Can we just try one more? Maybe it doesn't sound so much like you're reading.
Okay.
Bullet for my Valentine, and that should get you off your seats into the game. How about some text 81199? Who got the fever? Who's on board? It's Radio 1, it's Wednesday.
Bullet for my Valentine, that should get you off your seats and into the game. How about some text 81199? We got the fever. Who's on board? It's Radio 1, it's Wednesday. I'm not sure it's working for me.
I don't know if I like the new you.
I might just stick to... Hiya!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know, sometimes we like to read celebrities' tweets out. Ian, the voice of the tweets, is loving it today, isn't he? He's on just after 4:30. Big yourself up, Ian. So who's that tweeting is coming up? We read out some celebrity tweets. You tell us who it is. It's play along at home fun. Coxopedia will be on at 5:15 tonight. That's Sarah Cox telling you stuff that you want to know. Or even if you don't want to know.
Will you be giving away more SMPs today?
Got so many emails about the Scott Mills point. We're thinking of doing like a loyalty card reward system on this show. And a couple of people, actually, including Andy from Derby, saying that he knows an expert in setting up loyalty point schemes for companies. And
who doesn't?
Well, he just happens to know someone. And
that's quite specific, isn't it?
She's going to be in touch. Oh, excellent. I'm just reading this through. I can't read any of this out on air. But in no time, we will have a banging a rewards point system up in place for you. The idea is that you listen to the show regularly, build up points, you know, like Nectar Card or what are the other ones?
Advantage
Club Card,
Tesco, yeah, yeah. Loads.
Air Miles, etc. And loads of people on my Facebook page, on email, on Twitter, they are really up for it. So shall we award some more points today? Maybe if you do well on Who's That Tweeting, if you guess the celebrity, we'll give you some more points.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my mate Simon's got all those swine flu masks.
Has he still got them? I thought
yeah.
He was starting to give them away at your gigs now.
No.
Oh, can I just say, if you see Simon at one of Scott's gigs, it's the one that doesn't speak would just like me to clarify that that's not him.
This happened again the other night.
It
I was
not
in
him.
Loughborough.
He's not bald. It's not the one that doesn't speak.
Happened in Loughborough, happened in Preston. Are you the one that doesn't speak? And he has to go, no.
But does he really say no, or does he take advantage of it?
No, no, he does say definitely no. Good. But anyway, Simon, who helps me on my gigs, he panic bought 50,000 swine flu masks because of the pandemic that didn't really happen.
He didn't panic buy them. I think he thought he was going to make a quick quid, didn't he? And
yeah.
And then he didn't.
So maybe if you get so many Scott Mills points, you can have a free swine flu mask.
49,999 masks?
Got loads. No, no, you get one. For like 20 points or something. Now, have you seen that film, The Social Network?
No, because it's not out until not tomorrow. It's not out until Friday.
I thought some people had seen it. I was seeing it on my Twitter earlier.
Well, there must be some previews or something, but I'm really excited because it's not. I don't think it's out until the 15th.
Ah, I've seen the ad.
Yeah.
With Justin Timberlake.
It's meant to be really good.
Yeah, this is the film. I don't want to see many films, but I really want to see this film.
Mm.
Social Network is about the bloke who started Facebook. Really want to see this. But I'm thinking there has to be more of these. For instance, like, could we maybe jump on into this? Not that I would normally jump on a bandwagon. Can we...
And we haven't even got songs to poo to out yet. We can't be making a film
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's taken care of. I've got some more on that later as well, by the way.
I sense we're going to have to work some weekends.
Yeah, it's fine. What about we could do some films based on the launch of other websites, like a film about the launch of Ocado, the shopping one.
Right.
So, but that one, actually,
do you think
though,
that'll have the same pull?
No, it'll just be people humping vegetables. Oh, look, a butternut squash. Boring. And
not a PG.
What about...
Oh, I see that one. They're
what
just
about...
being really annoying people, like them sat in the warehouse going, oh, look at this guy, he says he's a lord. Let's send him his lemons. That'd be you.
I just ticked the Lord box once when I got an online delivery.
You're so not the only person that's ever done that. They'd be like, they must be so bored of it. Like, oh, yeah. Here's another Lord.
Oh, yeah, Lord Mills, is it? What about, picture this, a film all about the bloke who started Chat Roulette.
Yeah. Right, and is that going to get censors?
Well, you'd be watching... The whole movie could be a bit like Chat Roulette. You're watching the film and then, whoa, when you least expect it.
What, on a massive screen?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll persuade Justin Timberlake. We'll be fine. I like it.
I think it might put me off my popcorn.
A bit of action and then some more Complete Strangers willies. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Where are you?
In Inverness.
What's occurring?
Well, I hope Social Network's on, so we're just on the way to the cinema to see it tonight.
Oh, what time is it supposed to start?
It's supposed to start at 6:15.
Right, and Becky said it wasn't on until the weekend.
It's not on until Friday, and I just texted Radio 1 movie expert James King and said, when is Social Network in cinemas? And he says, only Blue Friday.
No, loads of people have been to see previews already.
Well, they're previews, aren't they? They're not proper releases.
Well, it's still the same film.
It'll still be the same, surely.
You only get to see a bit of it.
Oh, you're going all that way and they're just going to show you the trailer.
Oh,
and
no.
£8.
Oh. Laura, what are you doing? Where are you, Inverness?
In Inverness now, yeah.
Yeah, you're only going to see 20 seconds and that's it.
Oh, God.
Who are you going with?
With Jenny.
All right, well, enjoy the whole 20 seconds of it.
How long's it taking you to get there?
45 minutes.
Oh, rubbish. No, I've heard that Inverness are way ahead on film, so it's out there already.
Yeah, we're kind of in the future.
You are kind of in the future, but not as much as Australia. Okay, well, enjoy the film. I hope it's on.
Oh, thank you.
Give me a high five.
Okay.
Press 5. Yes!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, I am going to give you a Scott Mills loyalty point for... every correct answer you get on Who's That Tweeting? Let's do it. So celebrities, you know, they send tweets. Each one you get right, you get a Scott Mills point. I'm relying on your honesty at this point until we set up a more robust system. So just be honest, yeah? Relying on you to do that. All right, Becky, you ready to play?
Yes.
So here's Ian, the voice of the tweets. With today's first celebrity tweet. Who tweeted this?
Man,
This supermarket is packed.
Who'd send such an interesting tweet?
Oh, that's so dull. Scott Matt, Wells.
This supermarket is packed.
My tweets aren't that dull.
They are, though.
Hush your mouth.
Actually, no, let me think. You don't actually go to the supermarket, do you? You make your flatmate do it. So, your flatmate.
The answer is...
Peter Andre.
Oh, bless him.
The thing is about Andre's text, they're never boring, his tweets.
His text? Does he text you? What does he say?
That was a slip, wasn't it?
What does he say? Pass me your phone.
I don't have any texts from Peter Andre.
Have you deleted them? Are they that good?
Also, my flatmate ain't a celebrity.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Try again with this next celebrity tweet.
I've been fiddling with the contrast button for 10 minutes, trying to turn the orange down.
Okay, it's someone...
Is it someone watching you on the lottery?
Oi! Yeah, I was going to do that one.
Yeah, I can read your mind. I can read your jokes. Who is it?
Sarah Cox.
The celebrity that said this...
I've been fiddling with the contrast button for 10 minutes, trying to turn the orange down.
Was...
Alan Carr.
I reckon he was watching that Essex programme.
Oh, yes.
Only Way is Essex. There's a lot of tangerine on there, let's face.
Is that on tonight?
Yes.
Excited.
Hooray. It's back.
Although I might have to watch it later and watch The Apprentice tonight, because that's on tonight.
And the lottery's on tonight.
Oh, who's doing that?
Me. So you have to watch the news, which will be good tonight because it's about the miners. And then it's me, yeah. Next.
Held in US immigration. Little do they know, I'm singing God Save the Queen in my head.
Who tweeted that?
I think I know this one. Russell Brand.
How do you know that?
Because I follow him on Twitter.
Russell Brand.
Yay! Yes! One Scott Mills point for you.
One? At least five for that.
No, one per celebrity tweet. You guessed correctly. Loads of people got the Alan Carr one. Have a point. Next.
I'm starving. What should I have for lunch? Beer? Time to bust out my wench dress. God knows I've got the rack for it.
Radio 1 Tulip. I don't know. She's always saying follow on Twitter. I thought that maybe she's trying to get more audience.
Did Radio 1 Tulip say this?
I'm starving. What should I have for lunch? Beer? Time to bust out my wench dress. God knows I've got the rack for it.
That's all she talks about in the office.
What, her rack? So you're going with Tulip Mazumdar?
Yes.
Katy Perry.
Oh, of course.
Almost. Almost.
Almost. Next.
Those men who stand outside Abercrombie and Fitch with their shirts off. Just caught myself in the mirror. I think I could do that. For Asda.
Who said that?
Jimmy Carr. I think that was in the paper, wasn't it, that one?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy Carr.
Yes. Another Scott Mills point. Well done, my darling. Next.
Wow, 2 days till 2 months away from home. And I have 2 shirts and 2 pairs of jeans. Unprepared to say the least. I'm terrible at shopping.
Who is awful at shopping and only has 2 pairs of those?
Louis Walsh. No, Simon Cowell. Is Simon Cowell on Twitter?
No.
I'm going to go with the Walshster.
Does only seem to have a couple of shirts, doesn't he, Louis Walsh? The correct answer?
Calvin Harris.
Of course.
I don't follow him.
You should. They sound brilliant. Next.
Yawn. Me and hubby in bed. He is snoring and I'm watching Trauma Team. Mwah.
What a night. Who said that? Someone who's got
a
hubby.
Know. Yeah, who's... Davina McCall.
Jordan.
Oh. She loves Trauma Team. Next one.
Just watch that Essex thing. Girls looked very glam. I should make more of an effort doing myself up in my show. Lol.
Who's that?
Christine Bleakley.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan again. Next.
My wife and youngest daughter both wearing maxi dresses today. I fully intend to join them.
So who wants to wear a maxi dress? Because his family are.
Jason Manford.
Jonathan Ross.
Oh. I was trying to think of people with kids.
Jonathan Ross in maxi dress, think about it.
Oh, it'd have to be a long one, otherwise it would be really short on
him. Be a bum skimmer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's so tall. He really is so tall.
Next.
I'm sorry to say this, but I didn't show Keira Knightley my Deirdre t-shirt. It wasn't warm enough, so I had to wear a jumper on top of it.
Who would say something like that? Someone that's met Keira Knightley wearing a Deirdre t-shirt.
Edith Bowman? No, she hasn't got a Deirdre t-shirt. Ian, who works upstairs, has got a Deirdre t-shirt.
It's me, Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Why is he putting his own ones in?
This is supposed to be for celebrities.
Is that just to show off that he's met Keira Knightley?
Yeah, I think he met her earlier today. And Ian is in possession of a free Deirdre Rashid t-shirt from back in the day. Retro, but that one where Deirdre is just looking terrified behind bars when she was in prison in Coronation Street. Good t-shirt, that. I kind of want it. Next.
Finish new article. Feel like the Murder, She Wrote woman bashing away on her typewriter. Except I use a laptop and write on parenting. Not murder.
Who's that?
Oh, who writes on parenting? Gordon Ramsay's wife?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Sarah Cox.
Oh. Sam Bailey, who works upstairs in the Interactive, said he knew that was Coxy. He's obviously a big Sarah Cox follower on Twitter.
Yeah.
Internet Sam.
I like it that he's playing along in the Interactive office. Next.
Just got a signed copy of Lord Sugar's book. Can't wait to read it. Will also double as a biceps weight. Very heavy.
Chris Moyles. Is it Chris Moyles? Because there was his signed copy was on the checkout table upstairs. So I wonder if he'd realised it was too heavy to lug home and then just left it on checkout.
So he had Lord Sugar in as a guest and then put the book that Lord Sugar gave him on the checkout table because he didn't want it.
I don't know if he...
Bad Chris.
...personally put it on there, but I did see it on there, yes.
Let's find out who said that.
Amanda Holden.
Oh.
Almost.
And finally, on Who's That Celebrity Tweeting?
Do men wax / shave the bikini line if they wear trunks?
Vernon. Definitely Vernon.
Why?
Because he's always on about his triathlon trunks. They arrived the other day, and ever since then he's been going too much information on them.
No, I love Vernon, right? But I think he's become a bit of a triathlon bore.
He has, that's all he tweets about.
He's obsessed.
He is.
The answer was...
Vernon K.
Yes! And that was Who's That Tweeting? Let me know how you did on 81199. Don't lie to me about if you got it right.
But you're not going to know anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Because at some point I will find out, I'll find you, and I will deduct the Scott Mills points. Podcast. Tulip, you're a girl. Tell Becky to sort it out.
Sort it out, Becky.
She's got a new obsession. She's
Why?
Become obsessed with Tom Daley.
I just think he's really... Did you not watch that documentary on him last night?
No.
It was brilliant. It was about him and his dad and kind of their relationship.
Oh, his embarrassing dad.
His dad is amazing.
He's always gushing, isn't he,
his dad?
So proud of your son.
Yeah, it's nice.
But he's going through like so much, and obviously he didn't go to see him at the Commonwealth Games, but he's just really annoying dad, but in a brilliant way. And Tom just spent the whole documentary going, oh, God.
Do you remember...
Seriously, Dad, seriously.
That press conference, wasn't it, a while back, and... He was like, so proud of my son. And he's like, God, Dad,
but it's amazing,
shut up.
Because you know that it's like, they obviously get on really, really well, but it just winds him up all the time. It's really funny.
You really haven't stopped going on about Tom Daley today,
though.
I
love him. Mm-hmm. I really love him. It's really sweet.
You even tweeted him last
night. Yes, I did. It was really good documentary.
Did he tweet you back?
No. I think he had other things on his mind, like trying to win another medal.
Well, why tweet him then and try and put him off?
No, I wasn't trying to put him off. I was just... I'll get over it, but at the moment, I think it's really good.
Okay. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, thank you for all your suggestions. They've been flooding in for Songs to Poo To, our album, which we're making. Compilation album, because there's a compilation album for everything now. There's a dinner party one out with the soundtrack for when you're making dinner. There's like, something for every activity. You'll find a compilation album for it. So we thought, well, no one's done pooing yet.
And
let's
also,
get on board.
It's a massive market because, not unlike barbecuing or housework, everybody has to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
These are some of the newer suggestions. Thank you if you sent this one in. Something inside so strong. That's on the album Death. I know that I can make it. And this one.
Get ready for the launch.
And this one. Now it's time. Got a new one. 5 points if you were the person who suggested this for the Songs to Poo To compilation album. No, it's true.
I don't get it. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. What's there not to get?
Well, it's not got...
Everything I do...
Yeah?
I do it for you. No? Still not getting it?
No, but I'll...
Everything I do...
Oh, yeah.
Do...
Yeah.
Watch me.
I know.
Everything I do...
Don't do the face.
I do it for you.
For me? Or for the...
No, I don't do it for you. I'm just saying that's the song title. However, I don't think that we should put the Bryan Adams version on there. Because I found a better version.
Right. I thought he did that. I thought he...
But yeah, he's the original artist.
He was the one that was in the charts for, like, forever with that.
But no one said it has to be original artist all the way through, does he? We're making up the rules.
Probably easier if we don't get original artists, because then we don't have to get as much permissions.
This version of Everything I Do, I'm going to keep playing it until somebody on the text guesses who the artist is, okay? Let's do it. Who is this, please? You can tell by their voice.
Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean to me.
Who's this, please? 81199.
Search your heart. Search your soul.
Is it a famous singer?
And when you find
someone famous.
I don't know it. Is it Lord Sugar?
No.
Please.
Don't tell me it's not worth trying for.
Louis Walsh.
No one's got it yet. I'm still playing it.
You can tell me it's not worth dying for.
Billy Connolly?
No. It's not Wagner from X Factor.
Everything I do.
No one's getting it.
Is it Lovejoy?
No.
Is it Eminem?
No.
Is it William Shatner?
No.
Is it Elton John?
No. Nor is it the Pope.
Is it Justin Lee Collins?
No.
Is it Terry Venables?
No.
Two people said Venables.
It's not the Hoff. This is obvious to me.
Is it?
Mmm.
Why don't you put us out of our misery? Is it Alid's dad?
No.
Is it Bill Tarmey?
That's right, Emma in York. It's Jack Duckworth's version of Everything I Do, I Do It For You.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to be part of Coxopedia, there's a subject you really need to know about. Fill in the handy online form at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages. You see, it's one of them, that is. As soon as you know it's Jack Duckworth, it's blatantly obvious.
Look into my eyes.
See what I mean?
You will see.
I didn't realise it had so many hits.
I don't think they were hits, Becky.
Well, he's had loads of albums. The one that doesn't speak is just looking him up on Amazon.
Search your heart.
He's done covers of all the romantic classics.
Whatever you do, do not buy one from Amazon, one that doesn't speak, because then it'll be people who liked this also bought, and you'll get a whole list of random albums. And now, let's have some knowledge. Coxopedia. Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scotty Mills.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scotty Mills.
Let's get some knowledge on the go. This is Coxopedia by Christmas, as many entries as Wikipedia.
Coxopedia. Hi, Callum, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you ready for my knowledge just to wash over you like a warm ocean of cleverness?
I am.
Are you now?
Yep.
Are you ready to dip your toes and get them wet?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Where are you, by the way, Callum?
I'm in Oxford.
Oh, lovely part of the world. Is that a clue? I have been revising boat race and other rhyming slang.
No, not a clue.
Okay. Octopi and their hobbies? No? No? Oh, that's a no.
All right, you're going to tell us your subject?
Your subject is fake tan.
Fake tan.
Go.
Fake tan is very popular amongst many celebrities, including Scott Mills, Michelle Heaton, his half-sister, and Jordan, Scott's mum. Fake tan became very, very popular in Egyptian times, where they used to rub orange peel all over their bodies and put milk on their face. I know they were mad. You slather the stuff all over you, but be careful, because you'll smell like biscuits. Huh? I know. What kind of biscuits? Digestives, that's it. So be careful if you do use fake tan, because a hungry dog might eat you in the night as you sleep. However, that's better than being too pale. However, don't say that to Nicola off of Girls Aloud, because she is naturally very, very pale. If you hold Nicola up to a 50-watt bulb, you can actually see through her face to the other side because she takes on a sort of blue hue. But she's very beautiful and has been championing pale skin. If you will, she is the exact opposite of Michelle Heaton. Wow, what a fight that would be. Those two girls wrestling. And as they wrestle, they merge together to make a whole new colour. And then world peace would break out. So fake tan is a very beautiful thing to use if you're going out on a night out, but make sure you go and check it in the daylight before you leave, because sometimes I've been in a taxi and it's like, oh, looks like I've been paddling in sewage. I've not. I've just not applied it very well.
Always run out of time at the best bit.
How was that for you, Callum?
That's brilliant. I feel enlightened.
Well, thanks for choosing Radio 1 and Coxopedia.
Are you sitting there now with a bedazzling tan?
I am. I'm glowing orange.
Okay, good. I'm glad you know more about what you're getting yourself involved with. Callum, lovely chatting to you, my darling.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. One that doesn't speak is now going through the entire Jack Duckworth back catalogue since realising that Jack had once did a version of Everything I Do It For You. Here's Jack doing Wonderful Tonight.
Let's on amigo.
Oh my God.
This one.
And brushes a long blonde hair.
A lot of his albums have got 5 stars on Amazon.
Then she asked me.
Obvious that it's Jack now, I think.
Do I look alright? And I say yes. You look wonderful tonight.
Vera. Before you were dead.
As one of the reviews says, even better than Frank Sinatra. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, why does that song make me feel Christmassy? Because it does. And also, what is going on with the Christmas songs this year? We've let it lapse. Seriously. What's the date today?
October the 13th.
13th.
Have we hadn't played one by this time?
Yes, we certainly had. We must have done.
No, I thought November was early. Did we really play one in October last year?
I reckon we did.
Well, Greg's beaten you anyway this year.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That was the 10-minute takeover. I'm discounting that because a listener asked for it. When we play one off our own back, then that's when it's Christmas.
When are you going to play one?
I'm just looking at the one that doesn't speak, but he's too busy looking up the entire back catalogue of Jack Duckworth right now.
Well, maybe we'll have Jack Duckworth's version of
I
Want for Christmas.
God, no. No, it's got to be a Christmas classic. It's got to be... No.
That would be... You can't tell me
No,
that
I don't want Jack Duckworth doing Last Christmas. Awful.
Winter Wonderland?
No. Imagine in the video for All I Want for Christmas Is You. Ew.
In that little red bum skimmer.
Right, can we do it? Can we do it on Friday? I'm sure we did it this early last year.
Scott Mills.
Okay, not yet then.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, good. I love it when we go to Stupid Street and we're back on after 6 o'clock. But what are they talking about today? What opinions do they have? Find out after 6. Right, it's only 70-odd sleeps until Christmas, and as much as people didn't want me to play Mariah Carey then, well, some people did, and are now accusing me of being a meanie because I just played the opening bells as a kind of tease. It's too early. Everyone's saying it's too early. The majority of people saying it's too early. So I won't play that just yet, even though I am finishing my student gigs with it now and it's going down quite well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Since when?
About 2 weeks ago.
Do you not finish with, like, a loved one?
Sometime Journey. It's been replaced now. Don't Stop Believing now has been replaced by All I Want for Christmas Is You. Students love it. They love it. Okay, so... we need to think about a Christmas number one campaign. Last year, Rage Against the Machine took it off the X Factor winner, Joe McElderry. Mm. Obviously, everyone is expecting the X Factor winner, whoever that may be, to be number one at Christmas this year. I reckon we can stop them. I reckon we can make it a double. I do.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. I'm thinking The Bird Is the Word.
From Family Guy?
Yeah.
That is a good choice.
And then, if it beat the X Factor winner, the Trash Men would have to do a free gig to say thanks in London's Finsbury Park.
Who are the
trash men.
The people that did the Surfing Bird song. Think about it. This for this year's Christmas number one.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner.
They've beaten the X Factor winner. It's the trash men with Surfing Bird. Imagine it. Nothing quite says Christmas like the bird is the word.
Everybody knows that the bird is the word. Oh, well, the bird, the bird, the bird, oh, well, the bird.
Who's on board for this?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Christmas number one, you knows it.
Podcast.
The Chilean miners thing is incredible. I was welling up earlier watching it, and they're all safe so far, which is excellent news. It is really quite moving watching that. But Becky's noticed something whilst watching the BBC News Channel last night.
Which I can't believe I didn't know up until now. And that is that it's not called Chile, it's called Chile. And why did no one tell me? Because I've been saying Chile my whole life.
In Copiapó, in the Atacama Desert of Chile.
No, just an excerpt from last night's BBC News. Excellent coverage of the Chile miners.
Chile.
Did you not know?
No. And why is everyone... I always thought it was Chile.
No.
I like the...
Listen again.
He's a journalist, very well-known journalist here in Chile.
Chile. That's how you say it.
But I thought... So, okay.
So, like, Chile con carne.
But I've been saying Chile con carne for
no.
my whole life.
It's Chile con carne. Clearly.
Why does no... The thing, what annoys me about these pronunciation things is no one ever corrects you.
What, like, so you've been saying Chile for years?
For my whole life, like 25 years, I've been saying Chile con carne.
Or do you even say, oh, God, it's a bit, gone a bit cold, it's a bit Chile. You don't say that, do you?
No,
well,
I say...
Well, you should.
I say Chile.
No, it's Chile.
What, even for cold?
Yes.
Chile.
Chile.
I don't believe you for cold.
Chile.
Yep. Okay, not for cold, I lied. But it is Chile con carne and the country, Chile.
Yeah.
They say it on BBC News.
Because it's Chile and the Chilean miners.
Yes.
In Copiapó in the Atacama Desert of Chile.
But I've been saying Chilean.
Well, you're wrong. Oh. And loads of other people will now text in who've also been saying Chile. Look, they're all coming through already. You're wrong. It's Chile.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, okay. I'm going to accept that Chile, the country, I've been saying wrong. But Chile con carne. Chile,
carne.
Chile con carne is not from Chile. It's because it's got chilies in it.
Doesn't matter.
So that's not Chile
it
con
is.
Carne.
That's what you say.
Well, it's not a Chile, is it?
And last time they had a story about Chile con carne on BBC News, that's how they said it. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
It's Gabby.
Gabby, where are you?
I'm at home in Birmingham.
How can I help?
I think you're lying.
What do you mean?
I say Chile, not Chile. You... I think Chile's really weird.
They've... Look, okay, you can say that I would lie to you, but listen to the bloke from actual BBC News.
In Copiapó in the Atacama Desert of Chile.
See?
Oh, my God, isn't that just like his accent?
No!
I'm sorry it's just his accent, because he's, like, really posh. It must be, like, Chile.
He is posh, but that's how you say Chile.
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 No, I think I'm going to agree with Becky on this one.
No, you're wrong.
No.
Who's that, please, in the background?
That was my mum.
What does she think it is?
I'm Spanish, so she's like, oh, it's Chile, but the Chile is the pepper.
Ah, you see, so your mum says Chile, so she's right.
Yeah,
always believe your mum.
It's the pepper, apparently.
And the country's Chile, but the...
No, but actual Spanish. Chili. Right, yeah, okay, let's get this sorted out once and for all. Your mum's actual Spanish. Right, what is the chili, the vegetable, how do you say that?
Sorry?
How do you say the vegetable one, chili?
El chile.
That's chile. A chili. What about chili con carne?
I say chili con carne.
Is that chili con carne or chile?
Chili con carne.
No, it's chile, though. Ask your mum. What does mum say?
Pardon?
Does your mum say it's Chile con carne?
I don't know what she says.
Okay, good. Right, well, just stick with me and listen to your mum. Right, OK, your mum said it and the bloke off BBC News has said it.
Chile.
So it must be right, all right?
No, it's not. I'm going to stick my gut instinct.
OK, well, you're wrong. Give me a high five.
High five.
Give me a press... Yeah.
Is it not a high five, A?
High five, A. Radio 1 Podcast. 817 people like the fact that we might try and get a surfing bird. Bird is the word to number one at Christmas, beating off X Factor. Let me know if you're on board. That was Mark Ronson of the Business International and the bike song at 6:22. Right, let's just all admit and put this to bed and admit that I am right and it is actually Chile and not Chile, all right? They said it on BBC News, so it must be true. Becky thinks that I am talking absolute nonsense.
You can't, right? I'll accept that Chile is the one, but you can't start calling me Becky.
I've always called you that. Just haven't noticed.
It's B-E-C-C-Y, it's not B-E-C-C-E with an accent.
Right, who's this?
Chili peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's
no, you've
right.
never said that.
This is Scott Mills.
Have those. BBC Radio 1. You right, Becky?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
How's your obsession with Tom Daley going?
Quite good.
Still tweeting him?
No, I haven't tweeted him again because he didn't reply.
Just the once, was it?
Yes.
Will you be tweeting him again tonight?
No, I won't. I don't make a regular thing of it.
Okay, then.
BBC Radio 1.
I just watched the documentary and thought it was really good.
Do you know what you are?
What?
A cougar.
No, I don't! No!
In your 20s and you're a cougar. How does that make you feel?
I don't fancy
Think
him.
About it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And lastly, a little treat for you as well, Rebecca. I've just been chatting to 16-year-old diver Tom Daley, no less.
OMLG.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, you were talking about what a fan you are of his, and he's won 2 Commonwealth golds in Delhi over the last few weeks, and he's a star pupil at school, by the way. Lots of A stars, apparently, in his GCSEs. And here he is.
Hi, Becky from Scott Mills Show. I hear that you enjoy watching a bit of diving and that kind of stuff and enjoy watching me dive, so I'd just like to say thanks for all your support. And my dad is a very big support system behind me, and it's definitely something that's very important to have your parents there to support you. So he's always been there to support me through everything. Thanks, Becky. Bye.
Oh, she loves him even more now.
He was so excited.
How can you not love him?
How adorable was that?
Him and his dad were amazing. How can you not love him?
He hearts you too, he told me.
Did you now? Does he really, though? Or well, did you just ring him up and say hi?
Don't spoil this for me, Scott.
Do you listen to Scott Mills? And he was like, yeah, I do. And then I was like, oh, do you know Becky? And he went, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just assumed he meant that. Anyway, there you go. That's your lot from me tonight.
Thanks, Tulip.
Thanks for that.
That's okay. Radio 1
Podcast. So Stupid Street is coming up. Today, we asked them, who's on your over 50s list? Everyone's got one. People that you would, over 50.
Have they?
Yeah.
Who's on yours?
Well, yours is more under 17s.
You can't say that.
Cougar Huxtable.
No. Who's on yours? You like Dame Helen Mirren, don't you?
Yes, a lot.
And Vorderman?
Is Vorderman over 50? It's embarrassing, isn't it? Again.
I don't know.
She might be late 40s there. I think Sharon Osbourne is on my flatmate's one.
Mm.
Who else is on it? I can't remember. Helen Mirren's definitely on it. He discusses it all the time. But who do you think would be on Stupid Street's over 50s list?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Loads of people have an over 50s list. Mark of Southampton says Susan Kennedy. Yeah, you can have that one. Off the neighbours, she's over 50. Someone says Sunita.
She's not over 50.
Not far
and just
off.
To clear up, Vorderman isn't 50 until Christmas Eve. Sorry, Carol, if you're listening.
Rich from Lowestoft. Tony Blair. Is he over 50? Yeah. Must be.
Yeah, would.
I like it that Will in Swansea's got a whole list. Like, you have thought about this before. Kim Cattrall, Sharon Stone, Madonna, Stifler's mum. Gary in Essex. Joanna Lumley. See what you've done there, Gaz. But what about Stupid Street? Who is on their over 50s list? Me and my flatmate have discussed this at length. Who would you buy a glass of wine for that's over 50? Who do you think they're going to say?
Terry Wogan.
Anyone else? Female?
A female. I think Sharon Osbourne's quite a good guess.
What about Scott Mills' points for this?
2 points for everyone you get right?
Yeah.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
So play along at home, you get 2 SMP Scott Mills loyalty points if you get one right. You're saying Terry Wogan and Sharon Osbourne.
And Bruce Forsyth.
Let's find out.
Who is on your above 50 list?
Kings of Leon.
I'll explain the concept. So, what over 50-year-old would you?
Above 50? How's Davina?
Oh, my God.
On my above 50 list, I suppose Hugh Hefner. Why not?
Hugh Hefner.
That's pretty gross, isn't it?
Really.
Who
gross.
Is on your above 50 list?
Definitely Alan Sugar. Lord Alan Sugar. Mainly because he's a lord. And he's really cute and he's got cute fuzzy hair.
Who is on your above 50 list?
Johnny Depp. He's not above 50, is he?
Who is on your above 50 list?
Of what?
A celebrity that's above 50 that you would?
Madonna.
Madonna? Yeah. You're quite quick with that one.
Oh, you know, you got to be on the ball, got to think fast.
Who is on your above 50 list?
My above of what?
Your above 50 years old list.
Who I would? Careful, it's Stephen Fry, but I don't think he's in the market for a lady. So.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Michael Caine? Would you?
Yeah.
Who is on your above 50 list?
Lady Gaga?
Don't think Lady Gaga is older than 50.
She's doing well for her age.
What celebrity over 50 would you?
Oh, maybe a famous actress, I don't know.
Who, sorry?
It's a famous actress. Okay. Like, I don't know, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery?
Yeah, why not?
Who is on your above 50 list?
Philip Schofield.
Felicity Kendall.
Do you know the guy that was played on What Women Want? What's his name?
Mel Gibson.
Is he over 50?
What is it about Mel Gibson?
He's good at dancing.
No, I don't think I do it above 50. Sorry.
But imagine if you did. Everybody has an above 50 list.
Well, I had to have someone. I think, how old's Kylie? Kylie's pretty cute. She's not over 50.
OMLG, that's bad.
And Scope isn't 50 yet either.
Neither is Davina, I'd like to point out. Oh. Way off the mark, all of you.
But I did just think of another one. I like Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. From that, when he's in that film with Meryl Streep. There's just something about him, he's just a bit podgy. And
you've thought about it, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have. I liked the famous actress Sean Connery.
Bless him, he was a bit confused. And the one with Michael Caine. She was really confusing, just like Michael Caine. Would you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to think about it.
They never fail to deliver the people of Stupid Street.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Think about it. If it was this instead of X Factor at Christmas number one this year.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird's
a winner. Someone has now set up a Facebook group. Join it.
Yes. Quite a few people on the text are saying that they'll only go with this if you agree to recreate Peter Griffin's famous dance.
Fine.
In the video. Are you agreeing to that?
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
Yeah.
And you're still saying yes? What, even the bit on the floor?
Oh, not the bit on the floor. Let's find out if Zane's on board for this campaign.
Nah, jeez. Nah, Scotty Mills. Nah. Nah, Lois. You're not going to believe there's some guy out in England, London, England, is going to do Birds Was the Word for the Christmas number one. Nah, jeez, Lois.
Who knew?
So good.
Who knew that?
Knew what? Hey, Scotty. Scotty Mills. Nah, nah. Hey, hey. Cleveland. They're doing Bird Is the Word out there in London. Nah, jeez.
This is really good. I never knew you could do this.
I mean, jeez, Brian. We gotta get out there to England for Christmas. Nah, jeez, Lois.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.